Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. The Gift of Sobriety, A Spiritual Transformation by Rose B. is a spiritual memoir about one woman's descent into alcoholism and her eventual recovery by getting involved in Alcoholics Anonymous and integrating spirituality into her journey towards sobriety. The book chronicles her gradual spiritual transformation from the first day she walked into an AA meeting until 9 months later, her journey from feeling totally broken to a life of renewal and a life of hope. Rose's account is meaningful to anyone who may have a deep spiritual longing. Rose has spent her life learning, teaching, and analyzing data, a BA in psychology, MA in counseling, EDD in quantitative methods, and a PhD in integral energy medicine, working for 30 years at a campus in the California State University system, and now the author of The Gift of Sobriety, A Spiritual Transformation, Rose B., our guest on today's This Week in America. Rose, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be back.
This is really a meaningful book that you've written, and it's received such rave reviews. Excellent response since the last time we did a program with you several months ago. Let's go back and review a little bit. Tell us what the book is about. What are you attempting to do with this book?
This started out as a personal journal. I realized as I was into AA and going consistently to meetings that I was changing in terms of my thinking and my feelings, and I wanted to chronicle what I was experiencing. And as I started sharing with other people what I was doing, they said, you know, that would be a great book. And I felt led to publish it. So that's what I did with the help of Reader's Magnet.
Well, it's interesting because we follow that transformation that you went through in the book, The Gift of Sobriety, A Spiritual Transformation, Rose B., our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about a spiritual awakening. How did that come about for you?
It came about from a spiritual crisis. My wife of 20 years died. I was retired, and I just lost my hold. I couldn't figure out who I was now. And I descended into alcoholism, not knowing it's a disease, and it took me over. I didn't understand what was happening until a counselor at an intake, a crisis unit, said, "You're an alcoholic." I said, "Well, really? I don't even know what that is. What do I do?" He said, "Go to AA." So I did that, and I felt totally broken when I walked in, and the blessing of that is that I was totally open. That first night, I called my sponsor. We did the third step prayer, which is where you turn your will and your life over to a higher power. I felt an immediate relief. I wasn't running my life anymore. I turned it over, and then I continued to grow spiritually in the program.
So you were receptive at that time when you went to AA. You were receptive.
Yes, that's the key part. I was receptive, and I was willing to do whatever it took to get my life on track.
Is Alcoholics Anonymous a spiritual program?
Absolutely. It is absolutely, totally a spiritual program. It's about love and service.
The book is The Gift of Sobriety, A Spiritual Transformation, Rose B., our guest back on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Once again, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get information. Is Alcoholics Anonymous a cult?
Absolutely not. In cults, you're told what to think and what to believe. In AA, it's up to you to decide if you're an alcoholic, if you want to accept the guidance of the program. If you leave, unlike a cult, in a cult you're shunned. In AA, if you leave and come back, you're welcomed with open arms. So it is not a cult.
And I ask that because some people say, yeah, I've heard that's really a cult, and it's important to get out there that it is not. And one of the things that you mentioned, the key, is if you stop, you can go back, and you're welcome back at any time. You've talked before on the program, and we've talked about it briefly so far today, and it's in the book. What do you mean by a higher power? Explain what that is.
Well, that is defined by each person individually. We don't dictate what that would be for you. So it's something that that as one goes through the 12 steps, one will be connected to a higher power. It will just happen automatically.
We see so many benefits, especially as we're reading the book, The Gift of Sobriety, that AA brings to you. Is this a program only for alcoholics?
No, actually, it's a way of living, and it's applicable to anyone who is wanting to begin and live a spiritual life with a very supportive environment. AA is a way of becoming a contributor to society.
What has this meant to you? How has this changed your life? You mentioned when you went in, you were receptive, but you were broken as well as that time. How has this changed your life?
It's changed it completely. I used to live, I'm a type A personality. I used to set goals and go after them, as you can hear from the interview.
Yes.
Was always striving for something. And now I have let that go. I live a day at a time in surrender to my higher power, trying to be of service to others, to retain a sense of serenity and love.
And you are doing that. The book is such a fascinating read. It's an eye-opener. It will be a source of motivation and inspiration for so many people, The Gift of Sobriety, A Spiritual Transformation. Who might benefit, do you think, from reading the book? Who is this designed for?
Well, it's first and foremost designed for anyone who is having trouble with alcohol. It would be applicable to anyone who is feeling that there's some substance or lifestyle characteristic that has kept them from following their spiritual path. It would be helpful to counselors and healthcare professionals who see people in the grips of the disease constantly. It's a referral, hopefully, that will help people understand that there's hope and there is a solution.
Now, you've mentioned surrender. What exactly do you mean by that?
What I mean is that I wake up in the morning and my first thought is of turning my life and will over to God to be an instrument of help to people and to the world. And then I try to live with that consciousness as I make it through the day. Of course, I get thrown off like everybody, but I have tools to bring me back to that center, prayer and meditation and many tools. Like, for example, if I'm really upset with someone, I try to pray for them to feel peace and to get disconnected from my reaction to who I think they should be.
Well, that's interesting because it's not like when you complete the course, when you walk from there, you feel like life is always going to be perfect for the rest of your life. There are bad days, and that's what part of this, what you walk away with are the tools to get you back on track again then.
Yes, that's exactly right. And then you can go to a meeting, you can talk to your sponsor, talk to other people there. It's a toolbox. People talk about getting a toolbox for living.
With us on the program, Rose B, back on the program, talking about her book, The Gift of Sobriety, A Spiritual Transformation. I mentioned, of course, the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. How can people contact you for more information?
Yes, I have a website, which is www.rosebbooks.com. And you can, there's a way to contact me through an email. That would be the easiest way.
You know, it's interesting because you've done so much in turning your life around. What does it feel like, the satisfaction when you know because of you sharing your story that other people will go through that renewal, that reawakening that you went through?
My goodness, that's my whole hope. That is, it thrills me whenever anyone walks up and say, you know, I read something in your book that really helped me. It's such a blessing for me to hear that.
What's it been like in writing the book, the process of writing and going back and taking the ideas from the journal and writing about them? Was it rewarding? Was it painful? Was it all of those?
It just came through me very quickly and very easily. I am an intellectual, and I would find myself thinking about an idea, and then suddenly it would coalesce in my mind what that meant to me, and then I would be inspired to then sit down and write it down. So it's almost like I had a life of its own, and then it was finished earlier than I thought it would be, and I thought, well, no, that's what I need to do.
What are you working on now? Are you working on other books?
I'm working on writing articles related to recovery. They're being published in my local county AA newsletter, and I'm thinking of turning that into a book with a picture then that would, a beautiful picture from nature that would correspond to the thought for the day. So that's what I'm working on now.
What a few minutes left in the program. What are some of the tips that you would give people when they realize they've really hit that wall like you did? What is the way to get them to the point of being receptive where you can go to like Alcoholics Anonymous and it works for them? You mentioned a key for you was you were receptive. When you went there, you were ready. Is that the key? Is that they need to have that right state of mind to turn things around?
Well, anyone who walks into AA is having a bad time with life. You don't go there because everything's groovy. And every person's bottom is different, but you know in your heart when life is just totally not worth living anymore. It has no meaning. And I became curious because the intake counselor said I was an alcoholic, and I said, well, let's go learn about this. I hope I've answered your question. If you're feeling broken, you're open, go to a meeting.
Well, you did answer the question, and you said something else that's interesting. They said you're an alcoholic, and you didn't realize that. Do you sense that so many people are in that category that, I drink some, but I'm certainly not an alcoholic? Are there sort of that denial that I could actually be considered an alcoholic?
Oh, yes, I think there's an extreme lack of knowledge about alcoholism being a disease. It's hereditary, it's progressive, it gets worse. I certainly didn't understand it, and one of my hopes of writing this book is that people will maybe identify, well, golly, that was me.
Who would have thought as you were going through this that you would be writing a book, you would be helping other people, you would have a life worth living now? And what is life like for you now? I sense that every day is a new challenge, a new learning experience for you.
That's exactly right. I love learning, and I love getting opportunities to learn, going to meetings and hear people share their. It's amazing the way our higher power reaches us when we're open to it. I love hearing those stories. And, of course, I continue to read books from other spiritual paths that give me inspiration.
We talked about spiritual awakening. Is that something that you accomplish and then you move on? Or is it like awakening every day? Every day is a new opportunity for spiritual awakening and sort of a better understanding.
That's exactly right. It's a path. It's not an end point. It's a process that continues to grow and deepen. You don't graduate from AA.
Well, that's interesting. And when you mentioned that, I'm glad we had a second or so to go back and talk about the spiritual awakening. It's not like I've awakened all I'm going to, so I can move on now. It's an experience that keeps going. Just in the few seconds left, for those people out there who are struggling, obviously you can turn your life around. It's getting the proper help, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. Getting the proper help, getting in touch with the solution that was found by Dr. Bob and Bill W. in the 1930s. It still works for millions of people today.
That's amazing. because it's not something that just last July somebody came up with this program. It's something that's endured and helped millions of people over the course of literally decades. Helping you take this message out and touch other people, I know, has been Reader's Magnet. Talk about your experience working with them.
Well, it was a godsend. I was just writing this on my own, and I got a phone call from Reader's Magnet. I never heard of them. They wanted to market my other book that I wrote before this, which was technical in nature. It was around my career. And I said, well, I don't want to do that, but I want to publish this other one. Can you help me with that? And they said, sure. And I said, well, I have to finish it first, so call me in 3 months. And then they helped me. I'm not good at marketing. I'm an introvert. I don't understand that whole world. So they've helped me with the marketing of it, which is extremely helpful. They're very supportive and kind, and they're just there to help you.
There are so many authors that we talk to that are in the same category. I like the creative stuff. I don't necessarily like to go out and brag about myself or brag about the book or talk about it. It's so nice, isn't it, to have somebody there you can just sort of hand it off to and say, guide me. I'll keep writing. You keep telling me what I need to do to market this.
That's exactly right. That's what they do so well.
So much information available in the book, which is The Gift of Sobriety, A Spiritual Transformation by Rose B., our guest in the program, and her website, and I want to get this right, rosebbooks.com. I get that correct?
Yep, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, you can check it all out there. And, of course, you can link on to that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Rose B., back with us on the program. Rose, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your story, which is going to be beneficial to so many people. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's been a delight, like always.
It's same here, and I thank you for being back with us. The book, The Gift of Sobriety, A Spiritual Transformation, Rose B., the author. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.